Welcome to your five for the day. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, the guns of the Western Front fell silent after more than 4 years of continuous warfare during the First World War. In many parts of the world, people observe a 2-minute silence at 11 a.m. every 11th of November to remember those who lost their lives during the First World War, as well as in more recent conflicts. From 2014 to 2018, this day takes on an added significance as it marks the centenary of the First World War. As the custodians of remembrance, every year the Royal British Legion calls on the nation to unite in commemorating Remembrance Sunday at the Cenotaph Service and Parade in Whitehall. Cenotaph, meaning an empty tomb, stands for all those who defended us to their death, and its emptiness signposts the hope that their death is not their end. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. These words from Lawrence Binyon are echoed in countless villages, towns and cities across our nation on Remembrance Sunday. The urge to remember is one of the most powerful human impulses. It kindles our imagination and rouses our emotions. On the 11th of November, year in, year out, we show our gratitude towards those who placed themselves between us and danger quite deliberately if they were in an armed service, and we also show an acute sympathy for civilians killed or maimed when caught up in the dreadful collateral of war. Every year, at the end of May, we mark the anniversary of the great North Sea Battle of Jutland, where a single stricken battle cruiser took with it the lives of 1,000 men inside half an hour. And the start of the Somme on the 1st of July, when on that day alone, the toll on the British Army was over 19,000 dead and a further 35,000 wounded at the start of a battle that would last 4.5 months. November seems to be the month that brings us face to face with mortality. Our attitude to death shows in different ways. When we are confronted by difficult choices, we often hear the advice of a friend. Well, you only live once. Or you get just one shot at life. The gist of that advice is that we have to make the most of the here and now. In it, there is little sense that what we do this side of the grave has any consequences for what might happen on the other side. It's an issue that early Christians wrestled with, especially when they were being brutally martyred. Why go through all that cruelty? Why not renounce your faith? It prompted Paul to write that, if for this life only we put our trust in Christ, then we of all people are most to be pitied. It was their faith in a life beyond that shaped the first Christians' attitude to death and how they then lived. The American evangelist Billy Graham once said, from time to time, we have had the opportunity to visit veterans' hospitals. After a service, we've gone from bed to bed talking and praying with the patients. Many of these people feel neglected. They've lost limbs, eyesight, or health in service of their country. Some have been in the hospital for years and will remain there the rest of their lives. What a price they have paid for all of us. I once talked to a man who had lost a leg in World War II. When I remarked about the price he had paid, he said, "It was worth it, wasn't it?" The message for Remembrance Sunday is the message that lies at the core of the Christian faith, that death is not the end, because Jesus has defeated death. If his love in dying for us on that old rugged cross means anything to us, then we will be able to say, it was worth it, wasn't it?